Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Indiana State Police say a fatal knife attack on a Boy Scout leader from Kokomo was unprovoked. Assistant Scoutmaster Arthur Anderson died yesterday after a 22-year-old man ambushed him from behind as he led scouts on a hike trail in Miami County. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus says he will spend more time in Indiana leading up to the 2012 elections. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Campaign officials for President Obama said in June they would not focus much attention on Indiana in the upcoming presidential election because they assumed it would go red. State Republican Party Chair Eric Holcomb says Priebus's visit shows Republicans won't ignore the state.
Chairman Priebus's visit today highlights the importance of Indiana and the electoral map come next year.
Republican nominee John McCain lost Indiana in 2008. It was the first time in 44 years the Hoosier state went to a Democrat. Priebus pledged Monday that he would not let that happen again.
I would imagine that we want to make sure we lock in Indiana and that we come here and get to know the people in Indiana and make sure that we don't have a situation like we had in 08.
Priebus declined to speak on behalf of any Republican presidential nominees, but pledged to personally visit the state as the 2012 election cycle moves forward. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Indiana Fair officials say attendance at this year's tragedy-marred state fair fell about 8% over last year, with about 80,000 fewer people visiting the fairgrounds during the 17-day event. State's fair spokesman says that a preliminary figure show 872,000 people visited this year's fair. Right now, sun and clouds and 83 degrees for WFYI News.